Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
A look at this week's Keyboard Warriors, Todd's Trolls, on the Toddcast Podcast.
And it is everywhere you look online. It can be especially bad on Twitter, Facebook, the chirpy garbage comments made with the intent to get somebody riled up. No one and nothing is safe, not even Sting. You could argue he fronted one of the most influential rock bands of the early 80s, The Police. Sting's new solo album was released this past Friday, March 19th. It's called Duets.
No offense, of course, but Sting can tantrically screw off. If this was Sting the wrestler putting out an album, maybe it'd be worth checking out. Seriously, he hasn't released a good song since the 80s. Like, dude, just retire already.
Coming to theaters as of this weekend, March 26. Personally, I can't wait for it to come out on Netflix. What did you think of the teaser trailers for Godzilla vs. Kong? Because they released a few of them. Eye candy, lots of CGI, the Battle of the Ages, Kong and Godzilla clash, global destruction in their path. It looks good.
I'll take movies that didn't need to be made for a thousand, Alex. They're making movies like this, and there's millions of people living on the street. Cool, cool, cool. Check your brain at the door, because IQ points will be lost.
And the Winter Military World Games starts up today in Germany, runs March 23 to March 28. Be honest, did you even know that such games existed? It sounds like there's potential for some pretty good content.
Military games? Wow. Talk about shit TV. Redneck much? Imagine actually wanting to watch these games. Can I get a yeehaw?
Todd's Trolls on the Toddcast Podcast is powered by The Garage, Games and Geekery, your place to play RPGs, board games, and Warhammer in Maple Ridge. Online at garagegames.ca.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.